Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, filmmaker, author, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And this is a Valentine's Day episode for subscribers only, Patreons only, an exclusive Valentine's Day bonus. I hope that was just super sultry to get your Valentine's Day started. Now, on this holiday, we love a dueling memoir episode, and that is what we are bringing you today to thank you for being patrons of the podcast. Now, in the past, for Valentine's Day, we read Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson's competing divorce memoirs, still an absolute fave. We read all three Judd's memoirs, The Mom, The Two Daughters. We read Rob Lowe and Melissa Gilbert's memoirs, who have very different accounts of their relationship. According to Melissa, they planned a wedding and were weeks from getting married. And according to Rob Lowe, he maybe didn't even know her, okay? Now, all of those episodes are bangers, and today we are back with another rocky romance. We are recapping the dueling memoirs of tennis star John McEnroe. His memoir is titled You Cannot Be Serious, published in 2002. And we are revisiting famous actor Tatum O'Neal's memoir, A Paper Life, published in 2004. And we are going to break down the timeline of their relationship and their split. Now, let's dive into our Valentine's Day episode that is about anything but love.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line! Chalk flew up! It was clearly it! How can you possibly call that out? How many are you gonna miss? That piece walking over, everyone knows it's in this whole stadium, and you call it out? Explain that to me, will you?
My guest today is actress, producer, host, author, and activist Jodie Sweetin. You may know her from her iconic role as Stephanie Tanner on Full House and its Netflix spinoff, Fuller House. Currently, she co-hosts the Full House Rewatch podcast, How Rude, Tanneritos, with Andrea Barber. Jodie has recently starred in several Hallmark and Lifetime films, including The Jane Mysteries, Inheritance Lost, and she published her own memoir titled Unsweetened in 2009. And in our last episode, I have Jodie on mic promising that she is bringing us a new memoir. So we are holding her to that. Jodie, hi. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I am so glad to be here. Wow.
Yeah. Do you like that our friendship is just spurts of us yelling about Tatum O'Neal's life on podcasts every few months?
You know what? That's one of the least weird relationships that I have in my life.
Okay. And honestly, blessed. So truly to everyone listening right now, if you did not listen to the Tatum O'Neal episode, you're going to want to. It is the prequel to this one. But to everyone who did listen, let me just give you a brief refresher so you can enjoy this episode. Tatum O'Neal was a child star and daughter of famed actor Ryan O'Neal, who you'll recognize from many episodes, but most recently the Connie Chung one. Now, Tatum's book covers horrendous abuse in her childhood and in Hollywood. It was possibly the wildest memoir I've ever read. It's tied. It has a lot of intense stuff to that. And part of it is her dad, Ryan O'Neal, had lots of girlfriends and women come and go, but he eventually ends up with Farrah Fawcett, who will come up in this episode. And somehow Farrah Fawcett and Tatum kind of are competitive for his attention. He's definitely manipulating both of them into that. Now, Tatum, when she is just 20 years old, she meets tennis star John McEnroe. And through John, she slowly starts to get away from her family and her dad, Ryan. But the marriage to John sounded equally as rocky at times. Now, this episode will focus more on John McEnroe's memoir. We already covered Tatum, so we're going to kind of frame it through John's, but I will be reading parts of both memoirs and going back and forth between the two. And, you know, I got to say this. The John McEnroe memoir is a classic example of why I call men's memoirs men's memoirs, because boy, is this a men's memoir.
Oh, my God. I learned a couple things